put it in the truth or shut up. And that's what they said. That's what the World Court said to everybody on the planet.
Are you going to be going to South Africa for that conference that's going to be there?
I know which one you're talking about. I'm not going to be down there for that. No, I have other previous engagements with court.
Medek, yep. So you're saying that the name of God and everything else is always modified.
Mm-hmm.
Would you give some examples of that?
Church of Christ. Church is a pronoun. Of is an adverb. Modifies the verb Christ. Church of God. Go ahead. Drive down the street. Go anywhere around town. Walk in front of any church in the city or any other city in the world and show me the prepositional phrase in front of God. Or go into your talk to your pastor or your priest. Go anywhere and say to a priest a prepositional phrase in front of God. See what kind of response you get. That'll be a wake-up call for you.
You've got a hyphen between latter and day with the Mormons.
Mm-hmm. The Mormons still don't use prepositional phrases because it's an adverb modifying a compound verb. And when we went in there, you know, my parents, I went into the church and I said to the minister, I said, why do you have a yellow French flag around the United States flag? And why do you have a yellow French church flag? And why do you use an adverb in front of God? He says, you don't belong to this church anymore. You got 15 seconds to vacate before I have you arrested for trespass.
Well, any church that has that in there, it's wouldn't want to be in there anyway.
But the point is, the man was a very good friend until his lie was exposed. And then he was public enemy number one. So he had an agenda. What was his agenda?
Money.
Well, he knows money, yes.
Yeah.
Shortly thereafter, the minister was no longer at the church. We presented this up in Milwaukee to a church. The minister took down the yellow French flag and put up a Title IV flag. A week later, the minister was gone. The new minister came into the church.
So the yellow flag back up?
Put up the yellow French flag, and then he was exposed to the in the truth and took down the yellow French flag and put up a Title IV flag, and he was replaced, and the third minister showed up and he left the Title IV flag up, took all yellow French flags out of the church, and he's still there today, and they didn't remove him because when they threatened to remove him, he threatened to expose it globally, not just in the city, globally.
Mm-hmm.
And he already had our backing through our organization of 100 million people. And he's still there today. And the flag, the Title IV flag, still flies. And there's no fringe in that church.
Yeah, this
Squeaky Wheel got the oil, and that got left alone.
What you're saying is the preachers that put the Title IV flag up, took the yellow fringe out, were dismissed?
Yes. But then they
by
found
them doing that, did they not know this truth language?
At the point that they dismissed the first two, they then did the research because they realized that there was some facts that they didn't know. And then when the Greek and Roman Catholic churches got together and they looked at language, the procedures of this program, they had been fighting for 480 years over an adverb verb, not even aware of it.
So what my point is here, by those preachers acknowledging the flag difference, did they personally themselves know of this truth language?
No. They learned it, and after they learned it, when they were threatened, they then told the person or the people who threatened them, you don't know what you're doing, and educated them upon their learning. The difference between fact and fiction chose fact. And then they went back to their superiors. And they went back to their superiors. And it went all the way up the line. And upon realizing the competition between truth and fiction on planet Earth, they chose truth, not fiction. And so it's working its way through the system.
But why were those discharges?
Because there was ignorance above and ignorance below, and nobody was willing to stand up and be counted. And when somebody made a stance, the stance won. That's why.
I'm not following you. You said the stand for them by discharging.
If they would have discharged the individual in it for being in the truth, their fiction would have been exposed for the apartheid and discrimination. That would have become, that would have wound up on CNN.
Well,
and they couldn't afford that. So they
see it happen.
No. I said that because they realized they weren't ready to change, they were not in a position to change, so they said, you have knowledge, we're going to leave you alone.
That was to the third one, though.
Right, to the third one. You have knowledge. You have knowledge. We will leave you alone as we learn. Eventually, we will change the whole system. So we're going to leave this up here because anyone else from the fiction that comes in and says that's wrong, they can study it. And if they can prove it's wrong, they can remove it. If they can't prove it's wrong, then it's going to stay and it's going to spread. And they want it to be in the truth. They want it to spread. They want to correct it.
Right, well,
every single one of you in here.
What I was getting at, though, is those first two that were dismissed or discharged, whatever you call it, did they not have a claim against that?
They had a claim, but they were poor. They had a poor constitution. In other words, some people are cowards and some people are fighters.
Okay.
What happens to a coward?
Runs.
We don't have any need for cowards in our society. Even a military soldier. As long as he's attacking, you've got eyes in front, you're an attacking animal. As long as you attack and you maintain the contract that you were assigned to deliver, the enemy will honor your contract, so your fellow soldiers. But if you turn and you run away, if the enemy doesn't shoot you in the back of the head, your own people will, because nobody has need for a coward in their society. Because if you will violate that contract, you will violate all contracts within life. And we have no need for anyone that will violate a contract. And our prisons are full of people that violate contracts. Contract is the most sacred of things.
Broken agreements don't work.
Remember, it's truth, contract, and honor. That's where you get to God. If you have a lie, you have dishonor, you have mayhem, and you have death. The devil.
No evil.
No evil.
Well, that's the problem with pastors in America, is they've turned around and given up their 508 status as God-given and to accept benefits, so they went into the 501c3s and...
Like I say, pay your taxes. You're not smart enough not to, because what Federal Reserve do you have? What Caesar do you carry in your pocket? Give unto Caesar what is Caesar's. Give unto God what is God's, and follow the procedures that you choose. If you choose in the truth, then make your contracts within the truth. But you must still obey your adhesive contracts of the fiction that you've created. Learn the difference so you don't make stupid mistakes. By studying this technology, you can certify your positions in fiction and you can certify your positions in the truth. And that way you won't get into trouble. If the judge pulls you into court and says, Your Honor, I know what a fiction is. I know how to read, write, eat and sleep in the fiction. I also know what the truth is here. Now, I can agree to these terms of fiction, but at the same time, now that you have knowledge, you've committed perjury. And under Title 42, 1986, your perjury vacates your position. I want to see it in the truth or vacate your position. The judge has to vacate. That's the law. Because he doesn't have the continuance of evidence under maritime contract, because he doesn't have a contract. So therefore, your case is vacated. If you know how to do it, you will be free, and the truth will set you free.
David?
This is relevant, yes.
On that statement that you made of healing to Caesar and what is Caesar's, you said earlier that it's like 35%.
Yeah, in Canada and New Zealand, 65%.
Is that based on income tax, is what we're talking about there?
It's based on all conditions of tax. All conditions of adhesive contracts that require service for that contract. How much is your lawyer charge?
Community using the sewer system, you pay an excise tax.
Daily lawful assessable taxes.
Straps in there. Taxes is not procedure. It's a evil. In other words, it's a end result of a conditional procedure. That subject matter. And we're not here to do subject matter today. We're here to do procedures. Procedures are on trial today.
Mm-hmm.
As a judge, we are talking and dealing with the procedures of how things happen and answering the questions. Your subject matters are in a condition of modification. Once you understand the procedures, then you will come to your own conclusions about where your subject matter issues have gone. And you don't have enough education at this point to argue a subject matter issue until you study procedures. So first we have to send you back to school. That's why we have tapes and books published so that you can understand how this program works. And upon understanding how it works, it'll exponentialize the rewrite of the entire topics of the Yellow Pages. And all the fiction that exists out there that's trying to sell you a product, you're going to be able to understand where you want to be, in which fraud you want to participate in, and which truth you want to participate in. And then, as a teacher of this technology, you can help teach it to other people. We need a lot of teachers. I'm just one guy. But we need tens of thousands of people like me in every country, every city, every country of this planet to educate people so that they communicate, not fight. And they communicate in the truth so they don't fight.
Exactly.
And everybody would like to go to bed tonight knowing that you've got a nice, fuzzy, warm, friendly world of truth out there protecting you.
Maybe someday.
Hey, somebody's got to stand up. Remember, in order for evil to flourish, good men must do nothing.
Nothing.
And so, if you are good people, then learn, educate, and teach, and do something. Be part of the human race. Be part of your community. Make a difference. Stand up and be counted. There's nothing wrong with standing up and being counted. It'll make you feel good at night and go to bed and wake up in the morning. Any other questions?
This has been absolutely awesome.
Yes?
Let's say you're in court and the judge calls out your name.
Mm-hmm.
Is there any way you could possibly say something like to the effect that are you calling out a name in uppercase letters or lowercase spelling?
All right.
I'm trying to hang him that way.
No, this isn't an issue of trying to embarrass a judge. Don't forget, you've just left your fuzzy little world and you've entered the jurisdiction of his domain.
Right.
He makes the determination what your name is, unless you have a treaty with him already. You can walk into before you walk into court, you should have your name and your oath on file with the clerk of courts, file stamped between your truth and their fiction as a treaty. When you walk into court, you will have your flag on file with your oath in the truth and your flame of the life attached to the back of it to show your noun. And you also walk into the court and go up to the clerk of the court who is on your plane. The clerk is a postmaster. The postmaster is a judge and the judge is a banker. Isn't she the one that collects money? And you hand to the clerk of the courts your treaty. And your treaty establishes your identity in the writing. Not in the fiction. And when I go into court, I take my business card in and they ask for my name. I hand them my business card. Because my identity, my oath, my country, the procedures by which I go to court are on here. The information of my address, my phone number, geographical location.
So that,
and the judge sees that flag and he addresses me as Focullen David hyphen Wynn Focullen Miller.
That's the way you address him, is traversing with him.
He's on a plane. The clerk of the court's on my plane. The judge is on a plane separate. So I'll go in and I'll hand that to the bailiff and say, give that to the judge. And the judge sometimes says, this man is not allowed in my court. He will not capture me. His case has been vacated. The DA has failed to come to court at the appointed time. So there's different conditions of responsibility that you can establish with treaties, preordained treaties, where you take the information and you pre-file it under the five-day notice with the court, showing that your oath is on, is your oath is on trial. I mean, your oath is on file. Because the oath is on file, you have a treaty with them, so when you walk into court, the judge already knows. He has a copy of your treaty in front of him, and he will respect that treaty. Because he knows that you're an intelligent individual, and you've done your paperwork properly. Any other questions?
Does that take jurisdiction away from that judge over you?
No, you have a treaty with him.
It's just a treaty.
It's just a treaty. It says, I exist in the truth, you exist in the fiction.
So you're on an equal plane?
No, he's still on a plane outside of yours.
But you're equal?
Well, you have a respect for each other.
You have a respect for each other, and you probably won't go into court.
Right. Okay.
The DA may even invite you, even meet you in the hallway. The judge may come out in the hallway and say, we're going to vacate this position. Or we want to do a plea bargain. They'll do some sort of communication with you before they go ahead and educate 50 people with fragmented information and get a lot of other people in trouble, or set up a chain reaction that causes people to start thinking and makes him and embarrasses the judge not once but 50 times. We've gone into court and put and brought up a flag, and the judge says all cases in here are dismissed today. Because everyone in the room was educated by a two sentence phrase. And because they received a specific education, he wasn't going to redo the same thing over and over and over 18 times in a row in that courtroom and be embarrassed. So he says, everything's vacated today, go home.
The same applies when you calling the name, you ask it if it is that name. Don't call
him
the name.
If you do a libel, you will be held in contempt. If you ask permission to do a libel, or ask permission at the for the condition of what libel is, it's only a condition. It's not a statement. But if you produce a libel or a malice, you will be found in contempt.
What's an example of producing a malice or contempt?
A malice would be the question, you know, judge rules against you, you're going to have a derogative remark.
Mm-hmm.
So you ask a question. If I say a derogative remark, will I be in contempt? You'll say yes. If I ask you a question that is derogative, will I be held in contempt? You'll say no. It's a question. You can't be prosecuted for a question. And then he may follow up with, don't push your luck.
Yeah.
In other words, you may think you're smart, but I'm still smarter than you. And you might get one up on me, but I guarantee you I'm going to ask you a question back and you're going to go to jail for a week. Yes?
Yeah, now that we had to, or that you have conducted this court hearing today with no one here being able to contest or put the truth language down, that's what it was about, is that correct?
Yes, this was an open forum, so everyone in this room could go ahead and argue about truth language and do it in an open setting. We're going to take the tapes. We're going to transpose these into a transcript, and it will be published. The tapes will also be made available for publication. And you can use these tapes in a court of law. Because the court of law is a condition of fiction. So these will be submitted as evidence in the fact, and any judge could review these tapes for the conduct that you conducted here today to see that questions and answers were an open forum, that a foundation of education was set down so that your questions were reasonably asked to build upon that, those points of information that are both published and treated through the federal styles manuals, through the styles manuals of all countries. Just like we the people agree that we're going to use here in the United States the alphabet, A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, X, Y, Z, and the numbers 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 0 to articulate numbers and letters. We voted on that and that is the condition by which our communication skills are based in combinations to form words. The words form sentences, the sentences make thoughts, the sentences make build paragraphs, paragraphs go to documents, and documents create contracts. The contracts are offered, accepted, and complied with. And this is our society. It's how we do commerce. It's how we do our communication skills.
So you say this is going to be submitted, are you speaking of the ICC?
Yes, copies of these will be sent all over the world.
Is that
to see, to show that we held a court here today, that we made a specific argument here today to go ahead and stop and correct.
To the ICC, or is that what you're talking about, though?
Well, to all jurisdictions, yes.
Okay.
This was an open forum where anybody could come. It was advertised that we were going to be here. Under the 10-day rule, we advertised the location, the subjects that we were going to discuss here today, and we covered those.
Will this also be submitted to the Supreme Court?
Yes. Yes.
What was that two sentences that gave the judge to vacate the entire court? Which you were just referring to. What were those two sentences? You said that he gave everybody had a two sentence.
Well, not all courts were vacated on the vote, but for the witness with the knowledge is with the claim of the truthful language procedures in the truth. For the witness with the knowledge is with the claim of the law written in the truth. For the pleading. So the pleadings could be joined with the law in the truth, just as we have no law in the truth. The laws were all modified. Therefore, there was no laws in the truth to enter a pleading in the truth. Perjury was on the table at under Title 18, 1621. Title 42, 1986, for knowledge and negligence of the law was on the table, and the right to stop and correct the wrong. Title 42, Section 1001, or fictitious conveyance of language is on the table, and we certified the fiction. In Title 18, Section 1341, mail fraud, as the judges are bankers, postmasters, and use stamps and signed stamps, making them postmasters, was initiated postal fraud. If they took commerce for postal fraud, it was postal fraud banking, so therefore it carried a $31 million fine if they stepped over that line of a whole number, and a whole number is $1 or more. You can't do the violations. If you can't do the crime, don't do the time.
But you do have a right to challenge an agency, though, right? A person, an individual, does have the right to challenge an agency in regards to something.
Yes, but you must put a challenge in agency. You must put a challenge on the table within the rules and regulations of time. If you believe that someone has come at you, you know, the federal district court in the United States gives you 60 days to answer. The time to answer is 10 working days, and Saturdays and Sundays don't count, including holidays. And the laws of trust are 45 days. If you file your fault, I mean, if you don't answer within 45 days, you vacated the trust of your contract. If you don't file your fault judgment within 10 days, working days, you forfeit your ability to file a claim for that fault. What is the end result? What's 14 and 45? 59. What exactly is the date from the time of the damage to the time that they require you to answer? 60 days. One day after your fault, judgment vacates itself completely, and you're guilty until proven innocent.
Mm-hmm.
Have a nice life. You just signed yourself up to go to jail for the whatever they choose for.
So if they can't answer the suits that are filed here,
they have fault in 45 days.
Right.
We only give them 45 days under the laws of trust.
So
speedy trial is 45 days under the laws of trust.
How do you file a claim against their house or their property?
You go after the $500,000 security bond that all judges and attorneys are required to carry. The judges carry $3 million in malpractice insurance. We have a license in the state.
You can actually file a claim against that.
Yes.
So if we have...
It's a surety bond.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
If we have a case filed with the truth language and the 45 days has come and passed, there has been no correction, we have the right now as sovereign people with the truth language to go after...
File a claim that the court has vacated their position, that they have faulted on a correct answer and a correct course of action. Because so you gave them 45 days in notice to do so.
That's the next step of procedure.
Yes.
Is there any particular reason the question I asked a while ago that you couldn't give me a direct answer, no, like with the Supreme Court, but I asked you, is this going to be submitted to the ICC?
I answered you. I said yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Copies of this tape will go out to the different judiciaries.
Okay.
If they answer you back in fiction, is that an answer?
That is a traverse that says they just joined the corporation. Under perpetual existence, they said your corporation exists. If the corporation exists and they traverse with it, they just signed a contract with you giving them, acknowledging what the truth is. If the forensic information that they gave you is modified and is in breach of the contract, then the damages that were also required on that contract are now joined.
So you have to file again.
Then you have forensics. When he gives you an answer, you have a signed confession of the obstruction of the original contract, that they breached it, and that they are traversing with the damages that were required on the original contract in the truth. Plus, you have their confession through their answer that was a condition of modification.
You have to refile right away then.
Well, you've got ten working days to file, and technically you would be filing the same lawsuit again, only this time we'd be going in as a claim for their bond, because now you have their confession as your forensic evidence to get the bond and collect the bond. Any other questions?
With the procedures of this court today, that is just more support for documents that individuals may have out there in the courts.
The documents are based on a case-to-case basis. I can't answer a question on a document I haven't seen, and I don't know what the volition is of the individual who filed it. If the individual can prove that he understands the volition of the documents that he has filed, then I can make a determination if he has knowledge of what he is doing, or I might have to cross-examine him. If he copied and doesn't have knowledge, he loses jurisdiction of those documents. So you must have knowledge about what you're filing or you're guilty of fraud. Because anybody can copy, but you must have the understanding up here. You must be right in the head in order to know, or right in your mind, to know the difference between right and wrong. If, 6:30 now, we were only supposed to go until 3, but if there are no other questions in that, I'll conclude these hearings. And this court will stand adjourned. And we're going to do a seminar. I know it's late today. We're going to continue on. But we'll start tomorrow morning for those that wish to come. Because it's only going to be a one-day seminar. We're only going to charge $100 for the seminar tomorrow. It's going to go through the mechanics of... practical applications of this. How courtrooms are set up, traffic, IRS, different topics. If you want to meet with me afterwards and that, and for those of you who want to stay for the seminar tomorrow, we'll get a list of people. Otherwise, thank you for coming, and copies of this tape will be made available to those of you for whatever it costs us to reproduce these tapes. Court stands adjourned. Thank you.